Blog Talk Radio.
This is it, what? Lucini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? Bitchy, keep on the sugar down, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and bring the finger and get lit, what? Introduced. Phantom of the dark, walk through my eyes that with levitation from reprints and deep as an A7 show woven with rugas, flash vines, Belafonte jigger. Let's see for what this works as we confiscate your figures.
Chasing over ground, levitating deep in our tiki's a la hot a car. 54, chasing diamond, running head ice band. The big killer diamond can bring your hall of bugs back. Breathing world, high Hollywood, madam butterfly. Let me in your house, the pleasure from the knuckle swat. Shadow watches catching black eye blue.
I'm playing deep, what? Sensations at the Monte Grand Reef, and Chiba. Fulfilling pleasures in my castle, blow the smoke out. The Gulf of Vegas substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The low don't stop, give me shots at the season. Sauteers, two players, but swerving no corners. We madness to moolah, living with Charlie's angels on us. No smiling when sliding, that gets you caught up in the Oscar or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed.
Saturday night special, better take it light. Jive, jive, you're the happy sad quest to the coast. The key logger, wire the chin gang. Keep your ears out. Sip the fountain blue, house of bamboo, paradise.
This is it, what? Lucini pouring from the sky, let's do it, what? The cheeky vibe, the sugar down, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the finger and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Lucini pouring from the sky, let's do it, what? The cheeky vibe, the sugar down, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the finger and get lit, what?
I love it. I love it. Yeah, Lucini falling from the sky. Let's get rich. Right now, it's like the vibe of economics is flowing. So I just want to keep it flowing. Right now, I want to talk about my favorite opportunity of them all, and that's the group purchasing of gold and silver. It's the only business opportunity that's worth its weight in gold. Most MLM companies or networking products are of debatable value. Well, this gold and silver program product is U.S. gold and U.S. silver Eagle bullion coins, whose weight and content is guaranteed by the U.S. government. It's rock solid. It's combining networking with a leverage plan, which makes it possible to obtain nearly $100,000 in earnings from an initial deposit of only $100. So it's like you're holding a financial opportunity and independence right here in your specs. I'm loving that it's U.S. minted because it's easily tradable, and it's also, easily tradable or also sold. I'm going to read This gold and silver nugget. Back in 1975, the three little pigs filed a lawsuit against the big bad wolf for assault, destruction of private property, and for mental anguish. They won their lawsuit, received a very nice settlement, and they decided to divide it up equally, but reserve $8,000 each for their retirement. The three little pigs rebuilt this house of straw in a very elegant manner. The first little pig. He then took his $8,000, sewed it into his mattress for safekeeping until his retirement. The second little pig rebuilt the house of sticks, reinforced it, and expanded it. He then took his $8,000 to a stockbroker with instructions to put the money in a mutual fund for his retirement. The third little pig, who had built his house of sturdy brick, had no need to rebuild and put the extra money into a pool, steam room, and all new furnishings for his house. He then took his $8,000, converted it into 230 ounces of gold, and put it into a safe in his house. Now, we're going to just fast forward to today. Say that it's retirement time. The first little pig has had to work hard to constantly keep his house of straw from falling down. He was now looking forward to retirement, so he cut open his mattress, and sure enough, the $8,000 for the retirement fund was still there. The second little pig, he had to rebuild and constantly work on his house also, and could not wait to retire so he can get that money. He goes to his broker, inquires about his mutual fund, and his broker informs him that he has been extremely lucky because his fund has outpaced the market and is now worth $64,000. The third little pig, who had only needed to make mirror repairs on his house and minor things, has also been able to pay off his bills. He then goes to his local coin dealer and asks what the current retail price of the gold is per ounce. He learns that his 230 ounces of gold is now worth $391,000. What is interesting to understand about this story is that when this gold and silver program with the little pigs was given the opportunity to really change and really improve their lives, two of the pigs did nothing to really change their way of life. They fell right back into old habits that got them nowhere in the first place. Instead of changing their habits and bettering their life, they squandered the opportunity. They chose what they considered the easy way. But in the long run, they actually made their life a little harder than it could have been. The last pig had already established a habit of doing and building things right the first time. He looked at his opportunity as a way to really improve his already good life. He considered his comfort now and in the future. Instead of hoping that this life would get better, he carefully considered how he would control his financial future. I'm sure that most people who read or hear this story will say, how stupid, or why do you have to get gold and silver? A few of you will, however, understand this analogy. You will realize that today is the time to plan for your future, not tomorrow. If you don't, you may not have a very attractive future. Now, in real life, we are not stalked by a big bad wolf. However, studies have shown that most Americans are only one or two missed paychecks away from financial ruin. Now, real financial danger is constantly lurking in the background for all of us. Those that believe that no tragedy will ever happen to them or that magic hands will appear out of nowhere to save them are truly living in a fairy tale. We don't want to believe that overnight we could literally lose everything that we think we own. Look around you. The real financial storm has always been with us. Those who could literally lose everything we think we own, prepare for this inevitable storm, will weather it better than lose who do not. American Eagle gold and silver coins are financially liquid, they're solid assets, and they have shown throughout history they are unparalleled solid money that has a long proven financial track record. Now is the time to acquire gold and silver coins. Many experts estimate that in the next 10 years, silver will be worth over $200 an ounce, and gold will be worth $5,000 an ounce. Right now, silver is about $33 to $30 fluctuating, and gold is about $1,500 to $1,700 fluctuating. So it is estimated that silver will go up to $200 an ounce, and gold will go up to $5,000 an ounce. Now, in this gold and silver program, one of us is a very selected group of companies that does not require an associate to purchase our sales and distributor materials. It is, in fact, however, the most knowledge a person has in any field, the more likely they are to be successful. Many people enter the this program with the attitude that they don't need to learn this program, or they don't need to work hard to recruit the people, the four people that they need to get into it. Others, however, like myself, we study our unique marketing concept and we educate ourselves in the program. And the associates in our program, we also help to educate them. And we let them know that they have an opportunity to be tutored in meeting presentations, direct mail, multimedia marketing techniques. And what they're doing is building a solid foundation on which to build their very sturdy house of bricks. Each member of this gold and silver opportunity right before them, like everything else in life that is worthwhile, it requires work. If you work hard, you are shaping a better future for you and your family. If you give up, you are letting one of the best opportunities in your life slip through your fingers. If you need to, and you're ready, then call me. My number is 252-257-3588. And all you need is $100 and four other people that also want to go in on group purchasing of gold and silver. I'll definitely be happy to send you any material that you need to read up on, or you can go to our website and look under gold and silver group purchasing. Our website is Dr. Alim Elbay. That's D-R-A-L-I-M, as in mother, E-L-B-E-Y, DrAlimElbay.com. Again, and look at the group purchasing of gold and silver. Now, the call-in number is 626-414-3535. And I also want to make sure that you know that you have any questions or comments that you would like to add to the segment on tonight about economics, then just press the number one key. Also, for the group purchasing of gold and silver, there's a 1-800 pre-recorded message. And since we're giving out numbers, I don't want to forget this one. The number is 1-800-662-0768. Now, this is a private opportunity, so you have to be brought in by someone. So all you have to do is say either Kadira Elbay is where you heard it from, or Alim Elbay, and everything will go smoothly. I'm really excited about being in this opportunity because I want to be like the pig with the brick house, you know, one that is prepared for whatever. Now, why own gold and silver coins? Why? Precious metals have been the paragon of absolutely... Oh, wow. Hold on. Y'all listen to this music.
Four sparrows through the seas, a black Caesar, the hemp, it's a silky day, satin night, taking flight down a wall, with the station, Spanish triumph.
I love it. That's awesome.
Hello, Kadira.
That's hella low. Peace, Brother Milton.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, how are you?
I'm great. As a matter of fact, I'm on the Blog Talk Radio show. Are you ready to talk about Profitable Sunrise?
Oh, you're on a radio show? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yep. I take advantage of my husband's Blog Talk Radio show. So please go ahead.
Okay. Well, I wasn't aware that there was a conference call on that, but you want me to just give you some basic background about Profitable Sunrise?
Yes.
Okay. To start with, Profitable Sunrise is a what they call a private lender or a harmony lender. And what they do is they provide loans to businesses, not individuals, but businesses. And their loans are usually 2.2 to 2.6%. And they range from anywhere from 6 days to approximately 24 months. So they are short-term loans, and these are loans that are given to or that are made to the businesses until they can get permanent financing. So an example of it would be that they would provide a loan, for example, anywhere ranging from $50,000 to $12.5 million. to a company that needs maybe equipment, or whether it's construction equipment or medical equipment or some other type of need, whether it is employees, payroll, or things like that. And then the company, in the meantime, is applying to banks for long-term financing. And so they need to show that they have some money in the bank to back up part of the loan. So while the loan is being approved, they obtain these loans, short-term loans from Profitable Sunrise, and they're able to prove that they have money in the bank. And then once their long-term financing gets approved, then they basically return the payment or pay the loan back to Profitable Sunrise. And in the meantime, while they have these loans from Profitable Sunrise, the loan is accruing 2.2 to 2.6% daily. And so where we come in is we don't necessarily refer as investors, but we as people that participate in the program, we put money into Profitable Sunrise, and in terms, we're able to participate in a daily interest rate, which is, depending on the group that you're in, it can be 2.15% per day or 2.17. The most common is 2.15%. And there are a couple of different programs that the company offers. And one of the programs is a 170-day loan. Interest program where your principal is locked in for 170 days, but you have the opportunity to basically turn what is called the compounding option on and off. And what that means is that the interest that you get daily from your principal can be compounded on a daily basis if you have the compounding option on. Now, if you were to put money in and leave the compounding off, that means you will get an interest rate every day, and then that interest will go into your available balance so you could withdraw it daily. So that's basically one of the programs. The other program is a 240-day program. It's called the long haul, where you actually put the principal in and it's locked in for 240 days. And it's at a higher percentage. It's at 2.7%, but your principal is locked in for a longer period of time. The company does the daily interest only on business days, and they don't observe, they observe also holidays, so they don't give interest on holidays either. Now, some people may ask why or how are they able to sustain these? Well, number one, is a lower interest rate compared to other companies that offer much higher rates, like 5%, 6%, 7%, which is a little bit, in my opinion, less sustainable. And number two, this is a company that is a real brick and mortar business. It's not a company that is out on the internet where you cannot trace back where it is located or physical address. Another thing is they have great customer support, customer service. And basically the option is to become part of a group that is affiliated or not necessarily affiliated, but works with the company and supports the members of that group and become a participant in that program. If you are an individual that owns a business and you are a person that has a principal in the program, you are not entitled by law to get a loan from them. In other words, if I am an affiliate, if I put some money into Profitable Sunrise and I own a business and I want a loan from them, I don't qualify for it because they want to keep it ethical and they want to keep it also make sure that it's something that is in compliance with the laws and so on. The owner of the company, his name is Roman Novak, and his brother is actually an attorney who is part of the legal team and also handles the marketing for the business. And so they have a good team behind that handles the technical aspect of the team as far as running the website. And then they have a legal department and a marketing department. And again, the customer service is excellent. And as far as we are concerned, for what we have seen from members of the people of the Skype group that we have people providing information on a regular basis that they are getting paid But the program has been around for approximately 6 years, and it's been online for a little less than that. But it's very very reliable so far, as we have seen. And there are people, I know people that have been in the program for 9 months, 10 months, who are still getting paid, and who, you know, on a regular basis provide information on the, you know, their withdrawals and so on and so forth. Another thing is the company accepts bank wire. They also accept payment processors like STP, Payza. And well, one of the things that we recommend people in our team is to use you know, a payment processor. But if you use a bank wire, the good thing about this company also is that, unlike other companies, that if you put the money into a bank wire, that you have to withdraw it to a bank wire, not with Profitable Sunrise. Even if you put the money in with a bank wire, you still are able to withdraw it through a processor like STP or Payza or so on. And the website has obviously a section for FAQs, you know, frequently asked questions, and has a location for contacts. And then at some point, at some portion of the website, there is a link where people can actually go in and download the application for business loans. So it's something that is there. And when you submit an application for a business loan, they reserve about 3 to 5 days to review the application and tell you if you qualify or not. But it's neat to know that you can actually go to the same website where we participate as affiliates, but you can actually go and find a link where people that actually want a loan for the business can find that information and actually start the process there too. So it kind of also tells you that this is real, that this is there for the loan period, for the long term, and that, you know, it's something that people have been participating for a while, and it has proven to be very reliable, and we are thus far very happy with the company.
You're right about the customer service being superb. They really get back with you, and it's very detailed, you know, so they answer your questions, and I just got, you know, I'm exposed to this through you and Sunrise. So I'm grateful because we're so open to stuff like this. But I did write down a couple of questions while you was talking. The 240 days, what is the interest rate on those, on that one? Isn't that called the long haul?
That is correct. That is called the long haul. And last time I checked, I haven't participated in it, but last time I checked, it was 2.7. And, I have to check, but if I understand well, they have you had the option of putting money in the program up until I believe March 31st, but then it was the week of Easter that they were going to allow people to withdraw 50% of the interest, so that they had like they called it some sort of a gift that they were able to withdraw the money even though the 240-day hadn't matured yet.
Oh, wow.
So, and yes, I believe it's 2.7% because it's a longer period of time. But, I mean, I may be off a little bit, but I can definitely check on that. And it's also part of the, if you go into the website, it's also going to be a listed there on the FAQs of what the actual percentages are. So
That's amazing. That's almost 15%. Weekly. That's beautiful. Where else can you get that? And then also with the stability, you're right about the point, and I didn't know this, that they actually have a link on there that's showing you that they're conducting business. And I know that your affiliations, y'all actually looked at the program and saw the business licenses and see that they're a reputable company.
Correct. Correct, and there are a lot of groups affiliated with them, and some of the groups that are affiliated are, we could say religious groups. I mean, there are churches, and they have basically, you know, within the group, not the church, but the group sponsors or basically supports the people that are in that group. So they're like a subgroup of Profitable Sunrise, but we're still all members of Profitable Sunrise. And yes, I mean, I verify, and yes, for the long haul, it is 2.7% daily.
And also, too, Milton, I looked online. There is no one saying anything negative about Profitable Sunrise.
Yeah, I always say that, and excuse my language, but that, the Internet is the toilet bowl of the world, because anybody that has something negative to say about something, they would post it there. So even the greatest companies and the greatest institutions like Harvard University or, you know, businesses, big businesses like Walmart or so on and so forth, if you look up something online, you're going to find negative stuff about them. Even though in the eyes of many people, well, Harvard is a great institution, you're still going to find negative stuff about it. And the reason you're going to find negative stuff about it is because that negative stuff is going to be based on the perspective of an individual or a group of individuals that had a bad experience with it. So if somebody, for example, went to Harvard University and they failed the classes or they weren't able to complete a doctorate or something there, and they want to blame it on the institution or blame it on the professors or blame it on something, they're going to find a way to post it and say, well, you know, that Harvard University stinks because, you know, I went there and I failed. And so you're going to find that. And it's interesting because when you look up information about Profitable Sunrise, because people are getting paid and because people are getting results, and in a sense is really changing some people's lives, because, you know, when you're able to withdraw $150 a day or $300 a day or maybe $1,000 a week, that changes people's lives, you know, their finances. It makes a mortgage payment. It makes a car payment. So these people that are getting these results are the ones that are posting things online like I'm getting paid and it's a great company, it's great customer support. Now, we don't find a lot of negative, or I haven't found any negative, because the people that have been part of it have not experienced nothing but good results. And so usually when you go into a group, like a Skype group or somewhere, when you hear people talk about something negative, a lot of times it's hearsay. Well, you know, I heard this person send a bank wire and it didn't go through. Or, well, I heard this person didn't get the money through bank wire and it's been, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. And the reason they say that is, you know, like I say, hearsay, that they hear people mention that, but not necessarily that they have a concrete personal experience. And a lot of times we also find out that some of these issues have to do with mistakes. For example, in bank wires, they put in a wrong number, or they didn't put in the memo, you know, what it was for, and so they cannot allocate it. So it floats, you know, in the bank institution for a couple of weeks until they figure out where it's coming from and where it's going to. But again, when it comes to, for example, payment processors, we hear people saying great things about no delays, getting paid within a few hours and things of that nature. And that's reassuring to be able to talk to somebody who is actually receiving that and getting those results until we ourselves come to a point where we start withdrawing or so. And like, for example, in my case, I chose to leave the company on for a period of time, and that's just my choice. But you can turn the company on and off at any time. So if I wanted to, tomorrow I could turn the compounding off and start withdrawing money, but I want the funds to grow and to the compounding, so I choose to leave them there for a longer period of time. So I'm sure if I decided to do that and turn the compounding off tomorrow and start withdrawing, I'm sure I will start getting the funds in a matter of hours, because that's the same result that other people are getting on a daily basis, as we hear on the Skype groups and so on and so forth.
You're absolutely right. That is exactly what I've heard. People are getting paid. They're very, very happy. And you're right. An extra $1,000 a week, that could change people's lives, you know, wonderfully. You know, it takes a lot of stress off. So I'm really grateful to have drawn this this opportunity to us, because we feel like everything that you are a part of, whether it's positive, negative, or punishment or reward, you know, it's a life lesson. You know, it was drawn to you somehow. So I'm just so grateful to be exposed to this. Now, if you don't mind, can you break down the economic aspects of loaning the money? Like, what's the minimum and what can you expect after the private and after? Let's do the private. After the private, which is 170 days, since you're familiar with that, what can you expect? Say, for instance, if you put $200 in versus $30,000.
Okay, well, I can I have what is called a high yield investment program calculator, And I can actually refer to that because I don't have the numbers by memory. But the neat thing about this calculator, and there is several online. There are several online that you can actually Google for, and they'll pop up, and you can actually open the website and plug your numbers in. Because if I'm not mistaken, I don't think I've seen one calculator with profitable sunrise. But this calculator pretty much serves everybody's purpose. So if I put in $200 in the program, well, we said that the program for the most part is 2.15% per day, and they only pay on business days. That would be weekly, which is obviously 5 days a week, and that in terms means that they only pay 22 days in a month because the rest of the days are weekends. Now, we also have to keep in mind that they also observe United States holidays. And by the way, the majority of the loans that they do are in the United States as well. And so if I do $200 and a 2.1%, and let's say I did it for 170 days at 100%, meaning the compounding is off and the money's in the program are going to be compounded 100% every day. And if I calculate that on a weekly basis, let's say if it started today, which is February 10th, 2013, not counting the holidays, because this calculator doesn't show you the holidays, the money will mature around July 29th. Well, if you count the holidays, United States holidays, it could be mid-August or something, because, you know, depending on how many holidays are left in the year. But if you put $200, your total at the end will be $2,568, which is amazing, interest, an amazing result. Because if you put money in the bank nowadays in a bank institution, even if it is $10,000-$15,000, you're only going to get paid about $1.50 or so a month in interest, at the most that I've seen. But if you look at the compounding here on $200 by July 29th, and we're just not using the holidays, like I said, your daily interest is about $55.22, and your actually total compounded profit and principal is $2,568. Now, what other number do you want to take a look at?
I think that's a great example, because a lot of people can relate to spending, $200 on an outfit and, a nice dinner out for two. And even though it brings back and yields wonderful memories, it's not gonna bring you anything like this type of return. Can we look at 500?
Yeah, okay. I was getting a little ahead there, and I actually did 1,000, and I can go back and do 500. But if you were to put in 1,000, the final result would be the same day, if we're looking at starting today, and it would be $12,841.20.
Wow.
That's compounding, and that's 1,000. And if you did 500, and I'm, by the way, I'm using the calculator right now, that's how I'm figuring these numbers out. The daily compounding at the end of the 170 days will be $138, and the total will be $6,420. Now, keep in mind this, if you had those $6,420 there and you wanted to continue with receiving that 138 daily, you can take that money when the time comes, when it matures at 170 days, you can take those funds and you can actually reinvest them for another 170 days, leave the compounding off as zero, leave it off, and you will get, for 170 days, you will get $138. Now, that makes a big difference, because what that means is if the total we said that it was $6,420.45, and let's say I put the money in the program again for another 170 days. Now we are talking we're talking about at the end of July 29, we're talking about $82,446.15.
Wow, because, all off of a $500 investment. Wow.
Yeah, that if you left, I'm sorry, that's if you continue, if you did another 170 days compounding. But let me do something. Let me take down the compounding. And let's say you just put the money in, but you want to start withdrawing some, let's call it part-time income on a daily basis of $138 or so. So let's say we put the compounding up and left it at zero. Then that means every day for 170 days, you're going to be able to withdraw $138.04. And in the end, you would have withdrawn $16,702.
Wow.
And that's by leaving the compounding off and getting $138 every day, which is really nice because $138, times five, that's $690
a week.
And you know what? Mm. I know several people, many people that are not making that amount a week.
You're right, Milton. And to be able to live off the interest like that, that's a great stream of income off of a $500 loan.
And I tell you why I wanted to kind of give you those examples, because my sponsor in this program has been in the program for about 10 months. He is a real estate agent. He had some money from some houses that he had sold. So he had a little bit of more money to invest. And, I'm not saying everybody's going to do this. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to suggest that people do this. What we always tell people is, please don't use your rent money. Don't use the money that you used to put on the table or, clothing for your children. Please only put into a program what you are willing to do without, what you're willing to lose. And because there are no guarantees online. We look at the statistics. We look at the companies. We study them. We try to make sure that they are reputable and that they have a foundation, that they have a history, and that we can trace them back and that we have documentation on their legality and everything. And then once we do that, then we tell people, okay, go ahead and we recommend that you become an affiliate of this company because we checked it out and we are ourselves doing it. So we won't recommend something that we're not doing ourselves. And so we tell people be conservative in that sense. But the reason I gave you the example is because my sponsor himself, he was able to put in a little bit more. He put in $10,000. He let it compound for a while. And the first month, actually, that he was put in the money, my understanding is he left the compounding off, and with the interest that he was receiving, he was able within a couple of months to ask his wife to stop working cleaning apartments. That's what she was doing, and she was very tired. And he was able to replace the income. Then he decided to turn the compounding back on to let the money grow, and then nowadays. He withdraws a very lucrative amount on a weekly basis of $3,500 or so. I mean, that is amazing. Mm-hmm. And I met him approximately 10 months ago, and he's been in the business since. So to see somebody that's been in the business in the program for almost a year, and the program is still working for him and working for people, that tells you something about the company as well.
It really does, to have a source that you can actually touch hands-on. Thank you so much for sharing that, because $3,500 weekly, that's beautiful. And he's gotten his loan amount that he put up back several times.
Correct. And that's glad that you mentioned that, because that's another thing that we tell people. If you, for example, decide to put in, let's use an example of $200. And let's say you're in a group that is doing 2.15% per day. That means you every day you're getting $4.30, if I'm correct. And so $4.30, if you let that run for approximately, I believe it's like 47 days or something, you get or maybe a little longer. I haven't done the numbers, but you get your investment back. So that's something that we also suggest to people. Put in some money if you feel confident with the program, and if your heart tells you it's okay to do it, put in some money and then let it run at zero compounding if you want to. Then when the money reaches the amount of money, the amount of principal that you put in, go ahead and withdraw it. And then everything, and then turn the compounding back on. And everything else from there on is profit. And you got your principal back. So that's, if you want to be safer, it's kind of like putting money in a short-term plan, you know, whatever the plan is, and just getting your principal back. And then now everything else is profit from there on.
Milton, I really appreciate you talking so freely, because I noticed, like, with these other programs, like HRS and, you know, AdWallet, they're new. They're like a month or 2 months old, but they already have like 90,000 members in 1 to 2 months. I noticed that, you know, Profitable Sunrise is not a lot of people talking about this. It's sort of like it's a best-kept secret.
And it's not really a secret. It's just that one of the mentalities of Profitable Sunrise, and this comes from all the way from the top, from the leadership, which is obviously, you know, Roman Novak, the owner of the company, and his brother. And we have had a couple of conference calls that we had the opportunity to listen to. And part of the mentality is, you know, they want people to, number one, appreciate the program, because it is truly a blessing, you know, for people to be part of it. And number two, they have recommended that people do word of mouth if possible, and no spamming, and no, you know, invading people's emails with a bunch of, emails here and there all the time. They want to be a little more selective, and they want people to, and I don't know that this happens 100% obviously, but they want people to invite to the program people that they know are people that are, you know, responsible and that are of a good heart. They don't want basically their program growing to support things that involve you know, alcoholism and drugs and things of that nature. And when you spam, you really don't know who you're getting, because the email is just going out there. And again, I think it's just the mentality is, you know, let's try to grow this and try to protect it, because it is a blessing for us. So sort of give back that way by protecting the program. And so a lot of people have chosen to do that, to just advertise through word of mouth. And but I do see, you know, YouTube videos, and I see people have sent that have sent emails and so on and so forth. But it is a little more selective when it comes to the people being recruited into the program. So that's probably why you don't see it as much as other programs out there.
Okay, great answer. Anything else, Milton? Let me see if we got a question. If you have a question in the if you have a question, just press 1. Or you like to make a comment, then just press 1. Thank you so much, Milton, for coming on. I really appreciate it. In a nutshell, you did a great job with explaining Profitable Sunrise.
Well, my pleasure. And I just want to let you know that I'm not a representative of Profitable Sunrise. I am just an affiliate, a member like anybody else. But I have done some reading, some research. I talked to several people in our group, our Skype group, and I'm just more than welcome to answer any questions, and if not, to research the answer and just, you know, help anybody that that needs it. So, you know, my doors are open. You can feel free to give them my email account or my phone number if they have any questions, and I'll be happy to answer them. And we're here to support and work together as a team.
Thank you so much, Milton. You have a wonderful day.
You too, Gadira. Thank you.
Peace. All right, a wonderful opportunity. Milton did a great job explaining it. I think he just left us, but we really, really appreciate his presence. It's so important when you have an upline that walks you through, that holds your hand and takes you through the do's and the don'ts and the how-tos, you know, instead of having to, you know, bump around in the dark and trying to figure it out. So it's just countless valuable, it's countlessly valuable, his presence. I had to put that in there because that's something new that we're doing. Our families, along with the Rosado's families, we went in and, you know, we're doing it on the private. So that's 170 days, so we're really excited. We'll keep y'all posted with that and also keep y'all updated. Now, we do receive emails every day with that which was accumulated, so It's really, really good. You know, I love the customer service. I love the communication. It's so important to hear from people. You know, it's so important to communicate. So they do just that. Also, too, if you're interested, you know, the links are in the description. And, you know, you do need to be invited. So that's perfect. All right. So, okay, so also the gold and silver program we were talking about, I'm gonna just pick up right where I left off. Why own gold and silver coins? Well, precious metals have been the paragon of absolute value for thousands of years. Now, when paper money and stocks and bonds came along, then the precious metals sort of fell off. They sort of lost favor as a medium of exchange in savings and growing wealth. Because people were saying that it was inconvenient to carry gold and precious metals and stones because it was so heavy. Well, because of their natural glow and because of their long, solid history, these metals have acquired a mystery, and they have acquired their mystique all of their own. Factors such as availability, practical uses, psychological and emotional considerations help dictate their retail price. Now, let's face it, the earth is not making any more. They are not a renewable resource that can print by the trillions like you can paper money. There are some silver deposits that they did find that have sunk in off the coast. And then also, also back in the days with the Moors and the pirates, they also had gold, you know, shipments that also sank. Unlike stocks, bonds, commodities, futures, which are nothing more than symbols and a database, gold and silver coins are tangible assets that you can hold in your hand. What I love about the gold and silver accumulation program is we will be able to utilize these precious metals and make them into colloidal silver. You can also make them into colloidal gold. You can also make them into ionizers, which pull toxins out of the body. So you can meditate, you can pray, because these all come from the earth, Mother Nature, and they have healing properties about them. So that's really honestly what I love about them. And they're so pretty. Now, not long ago in the United States of America, our paper dollars were backed by gold and they were backed by silver. Now, in 1933, President Franklin D. Delano Roosevelt took us off the gold standard and made it illegal for American citizens to own gold. Now, our currency was backed by silver. Remember the silver certificates? As a matter of fact, if you see a silver certificate, you might see it in a pawn shop or something like that. But in 1970, our government discontinued the use of these silver certificates and discontinued the use of silver coins. Now, with these changes to our basic monetary system, our dollars, they have been backed by full faith, they've been backed by honesty and credibility of the federal government. Not having our currency backed by anything tangible left the gates wide open for our government to print as many non-backed dollars as they wanted. It was sort of like putting a fox in charge of the hen house. Now, with the federal government's decision to print trillions of paper dollars, we could see inflation that today is unthinkable. Gas for $4 a gallon. Those are just some of the examples. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan and Congress returned a freedom to the American citizens that had been taken away in 1933. Now, this right was to own gold. It was reinstated into the Gold Bullion Coin Act of 1985, 31 United States Code 5101. Now, at the same time, the Liberty Coin Act was also being implemented. These acts reintroduce gold and silver coins to be minted for the American citizens. Now, both acts passed the Senate and they passed the House. You can see the Congressional Record, Volume 131 of 1985, Section 132A1. Now, all coins minted under this subsection shall be considered to be numeric items. The reasoning of the law to make these numeric items was that in the future, should our government again confiscate the gold, they would not be able to legally take the coins from the American citizens. Another interesting fact of this unique piece of legislature was the provision that a portion of the sale of gold coins shall be deposited in the general fund of the Treasury and shall be used for the sole purpose of reducing the national debt. Wow. American gold eagle bullion coins are minted. They're in four sizes with this opportunity. Now, you can get 1/10 of an ounce, 1/4 of an ounce, a half an ounce, or a whole ounce. All of these coins contain their stated weight of gold. The American silver eagle bullion coins are minted in only the 1 ounce sizes. It also contains its stated weight of silver. These coins derive their value from the actual amount of gold and the actual amount of silver in each and every one of them. Now, the question that many people ask is, are American eagle bullion coins pure gold? The answer is no, and it's for good reason. Each American eagle bullion coin contains its stated weight of gold, which is combined with a small amount of silver and copper. This alloy, this mixture of metals, provides the coins with superior strength and with superior durability. Unlike a pure gold coin, the American eagle will resist damaging scratches and dents. So a 1 ounce American eagle bullion coin contains 1 full ounce of gold bullion plus additional amounts of copper and silver. Now, if you know anything about pure silver, 24 karat, 18 karat, that gold bends easily. So that's the reason to mix it with the alloy of copper and silver, which makes a lot of sense. So it'll be like an ounce and some change in order to give it the stability. Now, please remember, when you acquire gold and silver coins, you have transferred wealth from the declining value of paper currency to a solid commodity with an ever-increasing value. Now, over thousands of years, gold has been the most popular insurance against perilous times. No one can deny that the world has been and still is a very dangerous place with wars, revolutions, mock terrorist attacks, pestilence, inflations, depressions, and a host of natural disasters and harp influenced. Now, during these volatile times, gold is recognized as the absolute standard of exchange and absolute standard of value. Now, hence the phrase, the gold standard. Silver is sometimes referred to as the poor man's gold because it's so easily to obtain. It's more affordable than gold, and its price tends to fluctuate with the price of gold. So start to notice that. Now, silver, however, has many more commercial industrious applications, just like gold. Now, I want to give a tip of the week. We're doing this every week. We're keeping money on the mind. And the tip of the week is look at your change. If your change that you receive back is before 1965, then keep it. Also, get you a $3 book. It's called, it could be called anything, the coins and the breakdowns of coins. What it'll do is it'll educate you about the different mistakes that are on coins. Believe it or not, there is a penny that's worth $38,000. Now, believe you me, if I find that penny, I'm going to trade it for this $38,000. Somehow it got loose, and it's in public circulation. And you could have passed this money along not knowing that this penny is not a penny. You wouldn't pay $30 for something that you only need 25 cents for. So don't pay $38,000 for something that was only 2 cents. So you have, but in order to know this, you have to educate yourself with it. But I'm going to break it down. That's what I love about coming together. Because what I know, and because we share it, then that means you'll know. You'll be exposed to it. But there are coins that have a distinct error on them, like the D, which stands for the Denver mark. That's where it was marked at. If it has like a, like if it has like a closure in it, like the D is not good, you can't hardly read it, like it's kind of like smushed on itself, that means it was pressed twice. And because of these defects, they're valuable. It was in the machine and got pressed twice. So they become famous instantly. Also, another tip is quarters. There are quarters that before 1965 that are worth $6 to $10. Same things with dimes. Nickels, it seems like the nickels don't really do the value thing like the quarters and the dimes, but we save them nonetheless. Also, too, the state quarters. The state quarters, you can sell them a roll of them. Like a roll of quarters is $10, but you can sell a state quarter roll of Connecticut for $52. You have multiplied your money times five? That's just a good look. And all you have to do is just collect them. Roll them up and sell them. People are looking for state quarters. Okay, so like gold, silver has been used as a medium of exchange throughout history. These two precious metals are still referred to today as real money. Now, if you're more... You have declared your nationality or you haven't declared your nationality, then you know or you should know that you need at least 22 pieces of silver. And that's what I love about this opportunity, because you're going to be able to accumulate that if you do the work for 40 cents on the dollar. Throughout history, their use as a global currency is an incontrovertible fact. Now, this gold and silver program has made the acquisitions of these beautiful gold and silver coins attainable for the average person. Now, that's what I like. With a combination of a layaway, leverage, and a little sweat equity, they can be acquired for 40 cents on the retail dollar. Each individual plays a direct role in the rate that they earn their beautiful coins. Now, this opportunity has been helping people acquire these precious coins since 1980. Now, in 1980, and that's a long time, that is what, 33 years? Wow, that's longevity. In 1990, gold and silver values were approximately $303 per ounce. Now, respectively, today, these values are approximately, but like we said earlier, $1,500 to $1,700 and $37 per ounce, respectively, for silver. Now, the value of American gold and silver eagle coins has not only kept pace with inflation, but has far exceeded it. Remember the three little pigs? The one who put the $8,000 in, and after his retirement plan had matured, it came up to $64,000 versus the pig with the brick house who put his $8,000 in gold and it became $391,000. You know what he had? He had enough to give to his brother who had a straw house. The value of American gold and eagle silver coins has not only kept pace with inflation, but it has far exceeded it. That's the truth. Gold has been outperformed by the NASDAQ, by the Dow, by the S&P 500 for the past 10 years. When people ask, why would anyone want to acquire gold and silver coins? The obvious answer should be, why wouldn't you? Well, I don't want to hold y'all too long, and already we've been on for a whole entire hour. So I just wanted to touch bases on both of those wonderful opportunities, the group purchasing of gold and silver, and also Profitable Sunrise. I really want to thank Brother Milton's from the bottom of my heart for coming on and adding on. And I also want to thank the callers that are in the calling queue. If you don't have any comments or questions, then I'm not going to hold you. All right, so we'll leave as we came in with peace. And also, I love this song. Let's get rich.
With the lady car peace, bottoms up, sunshine, love pushing.
And we hit it from the Magic City, session that's sweet up on your Bora, Fajini in London. Relaxation in Bora Bora, got notion to bring it, sing it. Never been my function, stunning, robbing. We heisting merchandise and gunning. Love it, leave it, but bless the war chief for his hyphen. Get it, got it, the low will forever be nice.
Yeah, the sunny fever, he be sipping on my red dye. Think he's too great, cause he be sipping on my red dye. We flip the tri-state, draped in the satin vine. This coolie hijacked, packed from the sugar shack. Then what we do after we sip the armor red dye? We start the Harlem River quiver, digging sweet daddy. Shoving the crimson blade, hot Sierra serenade. Anatomy for seduction, be this
ebony. Yeah, as you exit the place with grace, jizzy armor red as a burst in the clouds. It pours, everything seems better on flash with love. We move only in the mess. It's slow, it's life, and we can't get enough of this. This is it, boy. Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, boy. The Jiki vibe is a good time, can't quit, boy. Now pop the cork and see the bigger and get lit, boy. This is it, boy. This is it, boy. Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, boy. The Jiki vibe is a good time, can't quit, boy. Now pop the cork and see the bigger and get lit, boy. This is it, boy.
You have to see it to achieve it. And once you see it, then you can achieve it. All right. Peace, honor, love, prosperity, truth, and abundance. See you next week.